My name is Lindsay. I'm a current member of the MPH class of 2018. A little over 25% done. Midterms next week. So my moment of advocacy stemmed from when I became an AmeriCorps member with FEMA Corps in 2014. As a team leader, I was in charge of 8 young adults, and we traveled all across the country responding to different disasters, helping, serving the needs of whatever community we were assigned to. Little did I know that in the summer of 2014, my team would become responsible for over 10,000 unaccompanied minors who crossed the border from Mexico into Texas. As a team, we were assigned to Atlanta initially. We were getting ready for hurricane season. We were a GIS team working on mapping, trying to prepare the local communities throughout Atlanta. However, 24 hours before we were deployed, we were told, stop, you're going to go to Arizona instead. We had no idea as we traveled down to the border what we were about to encounter. We figured, okay, there are going to be a couple of hundred kids at most that we were going to be responsible for. Over the course of each week, we processed through 1,400 children, finding them permanent housing. Okay, we thought, we can do this. We can help find permanent housing for these kids. That is not what our project ended up being about. We entered a 10,000-foot warehouse space that was not meant for human habitation. We saw a sea of children who had no idea where Arizona was on the map. They hadn't talked to their families in weeks. Some were orphans. Some were traumatized from their journey of crossing the border. So we were essentially there to serve these kids. In between all these monster government organizations that had a lot of stake in what happened to these kids. Where advocacy came in was our team was the only thing standing between these kids and them understanding where they fell into this process. So we advocated. We advocated for outdoor space. We advocated for a diet change because the flour in the tortillas was making them sick because they'd never had processed flour before. The water was making them sick because they were not used to fluoride. They were not allowed to be physically touched or interacted with anyone except the AmeriCorps teams. So we went from really having no idea what we were doing to becoming the biggest advocates in these kids' lives. And because of that moment, that's why I'm here at Hopkins. Thank you.